Das B'nai Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu gathered B'nai Yisrael by Yomer Aleihem. He said to them, Eila Hadvarim Ashesiva Hashem La'Soysoysam. These are the words that Hashem commanded to do them. Siva Shalom says that the Iker Golus and the Iker Tzaras for Klal Yisrael comes when we lose our das. We have our das when we're with our full seichel, so then we're not shakua in chait, and then we don't get blown away by the golus. When we lose our das, that's when the problems are. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya, gola ami mebli das. My nation went into golus without das. So you do what the Gemara says in Masechta Sota, when a fellow's with his full seichel, he can't do an aveira. The aveira comes when he loses his das. The tikkun achayit and the yisoid of the gula is when there's going to be a spread of das. It says kimola ares deya es Hashem. When the earth gets filled with deya of Hashem, that's when the gula is going to come. By the chayit of the egel, Klal Yisrael fell from the Madrega of Das. It says, "Vayamiru es kvaidom v'sav neshor oichel esa." They exchanged their honor and the Shechina dwelling with them for the form of a shor that eats grass. That's a total loss of seichel. We already said last week, what we said previously, that how is the Eitzahar, the Sotan, how is he able to have shlita over Klal Yisrael? Because they panicked. They lost their Das. Normally, the Sotan, the Yetzirah, can only be Mashbia, do a little bit of an Aveira, do a little bit of an Aveira. He doesn't do it all in one shot. By the Egel, you find Soru, Maher, and Aderek. They totally went down. Why is that? Because when they panicked, they lost their Das. As a matter of fact, the Arizal says that the first two Oisias of Bullock and the Bilam is Bilbil. Mixing up the das. The Sultan uses the first two oises of a Bilam and the first two oises of a Balak to be mevalable Klal Yisrael. So therefore, after the Cheta Egel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he commanded us to make the Mishkan, because the Mishkan is the Makor of the das in Klal Yisrael. Eidus Hil Yisrael, the Luchos Eidus, and the word Eidus is the same letters as das. The Luchos are the Makor of das. And therefore it says, by Bezalel who made the Mishkan, v'amalei yisei ruach elokim v'chochma uvizvuna uvidas. That is what the Beis HaMikdash is all about. The Makor HaKedusha, that is clarity of das. Amalek is b'gematria 240, which is the gematria of Suffolk. Amalek creates sveikis in people, the loss of das. Having said all of this, that's why it says over here, Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, he gathered together Klal Yisrael. Vayakal Moshe is called Adas B'nei Yisrael to teach them about the Melechus HaMishkan. The word Adas has the same letters as Das. He gathered them together. He brought them away from the Egel where they lost their Das. He gathered them together to build the Mishkan. And the Mishkan is the Makor of Das. That's why it says, Vayakal Moshe is called Adas. Adas is the same Oisius as Das. To show us that when we get together, when there's an Achdus in Klal Yisrael, we give each other strength, that Gufa brings Das into Klal Yisrael, and we're able to maintain the Shechina within us. Kol ish v'isha, asher nodav liba moysom, lahavi, l'chol ha-maloch, asher tziva Hashem l'aseis, b'yad moysha. Every man and woman, that their heart, there was an Adivus Halev, there was a sense of being a benefactor and to bring the Nedavas to the Malacha, Heviu B'nai Yisrael Nedava L'Hashem. So the Torah seems to be repeating itself. Kol ish v'isha shenodav liba moysom l'havi l'chal ha-malacha. And then it says again, Heviu B'nai Yisrael Nedava L'Hashem. The pasuk seems a little bit repetitious. So there's seven pshatim on this shayla. We're not going to mention all seven. There's seven pshatim on this shayla. Number one, The Chidor says there comes sometimes Gabbai makes an appeal in shul and they get the oilam or ulti, you know, this ayrer, say about the cause, say about the this, and one guy shoots up his hand, I get $500. You know, oh wow, gee. Then the next guy follows, I give 250. The next guy follows, I give 100. So he says, I give 50, I give chai. So the guy that was in the Sayyidah Lechitchila, he thinks to himself, like, why was I so good? I gave it already. Why was I such a fool? You know, I had to be the guy that's the biggest, not, I'm the rich guy over here, and everybody else gave much less. So it ends up, he doesn't end up giving it with the same as Lahav as before, and sometimes it could even be that in his heart he makes up that next time I'm not going to be the first one that donates Mizehu. Here the Torah is telling us that they gave with such a hislahavas lechitchila, called Ishva Isha Shenot of Liba Maitzam, Lahavi Lechal Hamaloche, Heviu B'nai Yisrael Nidavel Hashem. The same Nidivas Halev that they had lechitchila, with the Gevaldigi Hisayvaris, there was no break in the action, there was no break in the hislahavas. The end when they brought it was with the same hislahavas as when lechitchila they went out of it. Dos is Zok Techidah. The same for Kilos Yitzchak. So it's a different pshat, alpia maisa. It's actually a drush, but it says alpia yedua dika maisa. The Marsha was a rabbi in Austria, in Poland, and he had a yeshiva. The yeshiva started expanding. There were people that came far and wide. Bachrim, Talmidim came, and there was no more room. So they had to build a new yeshiva, but there was no money to do it. So that they wanted to raise money, Gufa, from the building of the yeshiva. They made a constant announcement. There's going to be a Chanukah Sabayis, and there's going to be the Hanukkah Seven Pina, the cornerstone, and they're going to, you know, make an appeal, an auction to raffle off that schus of laying the Evan HaPina. Fine. Vahi HaYoyim, it was a big celebration, giving the Davis. And then came the bid for the thing. So before the appeal, a simple yid went over to the guy. He says, listen here. He says, I want to be the one that donates for the cornerstone. He says, you make a price, whatever anybody else bids, bid higher in my name. And at the very end, if you have to, no matter what you bid above anybody else, I want to be kind of that. But don't tell anybody it's me. You know, I want it to be Be'ilam Shem. I want to be anonymous. Fine. He starts out, 500, 600, 700, 1,000, he goes 1,100, you know, whatever anybody bid, he always went higher. The same number was that this fellow Taki won, and he gave the money, but he says, what am I supposed to do now? They want to know who's going to lay the, he says, be mechabed the Rav, be mechabed the Marsha, with the laying of the cornerstone. And if he asks, you know, don't tell him who it is. Fine, you know, mechabed the Marsha, does whatever he's asked to do. And he asks the guy by me who's there that donated this money, was Mechabed. He says, I can't say. He's right to the Elam Shammai. So Marsha says, please ask him to come to me. Ask him, Babakoshi, he should come to my house and say who he is. Nope. So the guy told him this, Babakoshi from the Rav, from the Rosh Yeshiva. So he came to the Marsha. It was a simple yid that didn't have much money. So the Marsha says, you're the one that donated this money. He says, Lefi, the way I know you, you know, you don't have money. You're not a big oyster to be able to afford that. So he says, Hashem, I don't have the money really to afford it. But my wife and I were not gebenched with kinder. So I figure that if I don't have children to perpetuate our name, at least I'll give to the yeshiva, the Limud HaTorah. That will keep our name going. The zikaron of our name will be gone. So Marsha was so touched by this nedava, he gave him a bracha that within the year your wife will have a ben zachar, and he's going to end up learning this yeshiva. Sure enough, wife had a ben zachar, and the kid grew up, and it came time to bring him to the yeshiva. So the father brings him to yeshiva, and he says, you know, my son would like to learn here. And the Gabon said, we're packed, there's no room for anybody, there's nothing to talk about. He says, okay, I'll already take care of it myself. He went to the Marsha and he told him, this is the child that you promised me. And you know, he said that he's going to learn in yeshiva. And the end was, he was accepted into the yeshiva. So the Kehilas Yitzchak wants to say that that's the shot in the pasuk over here. those that gave benedivas halev, they were zeichet to children. That's shot in the pasuk when the pasuk says, "Kol ish v'isha shenodav liba ma'isam la'avi l'chala malacha, heviu b'nei Yisrael l'davol Hashem." They brought their own children to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that was the chelik of the Nedava. Because of the Nedava was the gairim that they should have children. So the Heviu B'nei Yisrael, they brought their children as a Nedava to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu by bringing Karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash. Those are the Sefer Kilas Yitzchak. Vayayim HaMashal B'nei Yisrael, Ru'u Kara Hashem B'Shem B'Tzalel Ben Uri Ben Chur L'mati Yehud. Bezalel's name is mentioned three times as the one that was the architect, the one that designed the Malacha in the Mishkan. All three times it's Miyachesim, and all three times it's Miyachesim not only to his father, nor it's Miyachesim to his Zayde as well. Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur. Also, the Meshech Chochma points out that the Torah stresses the Torah stresses that. What's the pshat? Why are these two things stressed? So, Zoktim HaShechachma, Bezalel was not only benched with the ability to design things, that in itself is a gewaltige Sache, a craftsman that's able to design beautiful things, the physical beauty that was in the Mishkan, and Bezalel was able to design that, that was a moedike talent. But in addition to designing the physical beauty of the different kelim and the different ornaments, he had machshavis and he had das and he had tremendous chachma to be able to connect the olam ha'elyonim together with what was in the Mishkan. The Mizbeach was connected. The begodim were connected. Everything had its own connection to Shemayim. That took immense, endless chachma. And he was zeichet to that. Chachma is a gewaltig gezach, but chachma could also be a danger. Shlomo HaMelech says, Kibarayv, chachma, rayv, kas. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that during the Spanish Inquisition, we mentioned this already, that it was dafka, the simple people that were able to be oimeg ben Nisayin, to be makir themselves like Kiddush Hashem, and the big chachamim and the philosophers, they were not able to be oimeg ben Nisayin. Favos. Because they had emunah pshuta, which they yarshim from their fathers. They didn't know any chachmas, didn't have any eterim, they didn't logic. And the chachamim, they said, listen, so what if we become Christians? It's not anything in Kabbalah. We're being forced into it. It's not real. There are all kinds of eterim. So chachma could be a dangerous thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Bezalel, mamish, endless chachma. Oh, but it's a sakana. Who says he'll be able to hold on to it? Maybe he'll tack it, go off. For that, the Torah tells us, Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur. How was he zoichet? He was the grandson of a Chur that was Moshe Nefesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was mevatel his seichel. He saw the whole crowd against him. And he wasn't this small. I have to give myself up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I, the seichel, tells him that you're going to get killed. Doesn't machnas dice. I have to be machnas for myself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shevet Yehuda, they jumped into the yam. They didn't care about anything. They didn't know at the time that it was going to split. Hashem says, jump. They say, they jump in. So the Melo, that's the shot. It goes hand in hand. It goes hand in hand. Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur. Lamata Yehuda v'amali yeshe v'chachmo v'ruchu v'das. It's totally zebezeh. He was zeichet to tremendous chachma. But how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu be guaranteed that he's not going to abuse that chachma? Because he's Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur, he stems from in his genes. He has Mesiris Nefesh in his genes. He has Bittul Hadas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Memelo, that sakana does not exist. Vayayim HaMoshe Re'u Kora Hashem Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur L'mati Yehuda. Who? So the Ralbag brings down, from here, Rashi actually quotes it, but the Ralbag stresses this. From here you see a gewaldige limud in the Anhagav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chur, we just mentioned, Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur. He came from nobility. He came from Shevet Yehuda. Shevet Yehuda is the Shevet of Malchus. He came from Chur that was Moshe Nefesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no greater nobility than that in Klal Yisrael. Meidach Gitzah Shevet Dan. Shevet Dan was from the lowly ones. He was from the Mashvachis. He was in the back. He was Ma'asavis, Hamachnais. He wasn't, Shevet Dan was not Choshev at all. Afal Pikein HaKadosh Baruch Hu took somebody from Shevet Dan to be Mekayim of Posekin. Yoiv Rashi quotes this. V'loi Nikar Shoyel of Neido. The noble person was not recognized over the simple person. Here you see B'tzalel ben Uri ben Chur from the most Choshev. On the other hand, you see Aliyah ben Achisamach comes from the least shaved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mafchin between one and the other. It's not totally in chashivos. It's totally in how much of a Yirush Shemaim and how tzubrochen you are in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thus is the Yikr. And shaved done, they might have been the lowest, from the lowest to the shrotim. Leib nishba v'nitke elokim leisivs. Wrote down a maisit. Baal Shem, the Heilige Baal Shem, had a Talmud by the name of Revolf Kitzis. Very, very choshev Talmud, chochem, and Oyvid Hashem. So before Rosh Hashanah, the week before Rosh Hashanah, the Baal Shem called him in. He said he has to speak to him privately. He told him he wants him to be the Baal Tekeya, and he wants him to learn all the kavanas, the Heilige Kavanas. He'll be able to do it. So Revolf goes, and he sits down with the Svarim, and he wanted to be able to remember it. He writes down the kavanas for each one of the tkiyas, exactly the way it is, mamish b'diyuk, and he wanted to learn it. He put the piece of paper in his pocket. The Baal Shem noticed this. He didn't say anything. Paul puts the piece of paper in his pocket, and he forgot about it. And somehow or other, as he was walking, the paper flew out and it got lost. It came the day of Rosh Hashanah, and he wanted to sit down with the B'shastin before the Tkiyas to learn them over, and it's gone. Here he was planning, I'm learning it over before, and he felt like he was Mamish Bear. He knew the Kavanas a little bit, but the Behiris of the Kavanas he didn't have. So he sat down and he started crying. Parshat Bechias, Mamish, you know, he doesn't have the Kavanas. Maisi was Tekeh anyway. After davening, he went over to the Baal Shem to give him a vidyantiv. So the Baal Shem says, Revolzus to Visantine. In the palace of the kings, there's many different rooms and many different treasure storages. And there's a key to each one of the different rooms. And there's one master key that's able to open up all the locks. In Shemayim, every one of the different rooms with the different mitzvahs, and the key to opening up those rooms is Kavanah. But there's one master key that opens up all the rooms, and that is Bechiah. And that's Tzibrachenkeit in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's able to open up all the rooms. And you were zeichet to that. Sagami didn't have the mafteach over the master key that you still had. When a person is Tzibrachen, when a person is lowly, Adarabba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's mashing that. Vayaviru koil v'machin eleimor. And they announced in the Machane saying, Ish v'isha, every man should not continue to bring malach. Al yasu oid malach. They shouldn't do any more malach. That's it, we have enough. Al yasu oid malach. So, the Baal Moshe, Asher of Rebbe, Zechatzadeh, Bekodesh Lebrache, he asks, the Lashon Lechayr is not so meduyik. It should have said, Al Yoviu Oid Malach. Don't bring anymore. We have enough already. Don't bring anymore. Why does it say, Al Yasu Oid Malach? Should have said, don't bring. And the Malach Lechor should have gone on. Talk to Baron Moshe. That Moshe Rabbeinu Bekavona used such a Lashon. Favos. Because when they first heard, when the Yidden first heard, Yichuli Truma, there was such a Gevaldig Yislahavas to bring. And they all brought Menedivus Halev, the Islahavas that was building up in their hearts, the Islahavas of Ahavat HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was building up throughout the time, now came to fruition, it now exploded, and they all brought Mamish Neshayach. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have said, okay, stop, that's it, no more bringing, that would extinguish the Islahavas in their hearts, and he couldn't do that. When a person has a Islahavas, to break that Islahavas, that's not a good thing. Right, Novas. So he said, did it for a reason. He said, Al Yasu Oid Malacha. Those that are doing Malacha, you know, they should stop doing the Malacha. So the people on their own would understand already If they're not making any more malacha, then they don't need it anymore. But the Moshe Rabbeinu should go be your dayan and to extinguish this lahavas, that he didn't want to do. And then it says that this thing, this is a zach, it's a good zach to know in chinuch. When I was a kid, I didn't learn a word. Amish was glad to have heard. One time he had this big bechina. So I had to learn for the bechina. So I came to Minyan, the yeshiva's Minyan, you know, and he's been gavra le gavra. I was looking into the Gemara, studying for the test. So Alter Rebach comes over and, well, you don't know, you're not allowed to learn. You know. He did a gefaldigoyf too. That's it, I stopped learning, you know. Did I gain any chenuk from the zach? You know, I wasn't holding by that, whatever. I was holding by a position of learning, and what he did was he extinguished it, right? You have to know when you and when. I once heard from a mashgiach that a bocher is learning in the yeshiva and he's staying up late and learning with the gvaldi yislahavas. You have to know when to mon him for davening and when not to mon him for davening. It's not like such a clear-cut thing. You know, if it cuts off, right now he's going through a stage where he has his yisayiris to learn. Person doesn't become a Muslim overnight. A lot of times he has to work on different chalokim of his avodah at different times. Person grows into himself. That doesn't mean there's a heter to wantonly ignore davening. I'm not saying that. But a mashgiach has to know when yeah and when not. It was one of my rabbeim. I can say his name. Rabbi Yankel Kohn Zecher Tzadik Levracha. So goy notzim. When he came to tell the yeshiva, he was majorly into sports. Majorly into sports. But he came to yeshiva, he started learning. I learned, you know, Hasmada. One time, he got carried away. He was from Chicago, and the Chicago team was playing in Cleveland. This is Ganyan. And somehow or other, the Mashgiach found out about it. So he went to the Rishi Shiva. He says, what's Tuvin? Rishi Shiva weighed the situation. He says, Memachta Schweig. Don't say a word. At first time, he's learning. You know, if you're going to make a ganzer tumul about it, it might extinguish the Islahavas. You have to know when you and when not. That takes... Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to openly extinguish the Islahavas. That's a gewaldige lesson in chinuch. Vayazes hakir nechoshes. That's kind of... He made the kir nechoshes, and he made the base. Bimarais hatsoivais. With the mirrors... that the women, they left by Pesach HaYomai. So Rashi brings down, B'nois Yisrael had in their hands marais, that with that they used to make themselves beautiful, and they didn't hold back from bringing that as the Nedavah to the Mishkan. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, man, that's meant for the Eitz Ahara. That has no welcome here in the Beis HaMikdash. Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kabel, accept this as well. Ki elu chaviven olaymen hakoyl. This is the most precious to me. Shal yideyan hamidu hanoshim tzvois rabbis b'mitzrayim. They made themselves beautiful for their husbands, and the male they had children all yidey that. The nasa hakir, the kir was made from them. Shu losim sholem ben ishli ishtoi. They used the kir to bring sholem bayis. They took the mayim amorim from over there. And that they gave to the Saita, and that was Mavara that she was clean. So Yeruchim Levavit says that from over here you see a Maridiki Yisait. People think that the Iker in a person is his Neshama. Neshama, that's the spiritual part of him, and those are the Iker, and you have to fill the Neshama with Torah, with mitzvahs. The Guf is merely a distraction. The Neshama has to have something to be able to survive and down here. So it's placed into the guf. The guf has yetzahara, the guf has taivis, and in order to get schar, we have to live with the guf, but the guf is not the ikar. So after Biruchim, here you see Punt Lahepach. Here you see that the gashmi of the gitzrochim and the bria are an ikar, and they're meant to be turned into kedusha. And if a person uses the regular tzrochim, the regular gashmi is the kinyonim, for what they're supposed to be, that goof is the biggest sanctification of those in Yonah. And not only that, not only does it become Kodesh, but it's fit to be put into the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Yesod we see from over here. The Chofetz Chaim, somebody once told the Chofetz Chaim, says, Gashmis is Oichet HaNinyan. So Chofetz Chaim says, what says Gashmis is Oichet HaNinyan? Gashmis, thus is their Inyan. Hashem put us into a physical world, and we have to take the physicality of the world and turn it into Kedusha. That's mamish what this Ma'is of the Kiyar was. Something which one would think, L'chayr, it's for Yetzirah. Yetzirah is part of a person. And if a person does with it what he's supposed to do, that becomes Kodesh. I've mentioned a number of times in regard to the Kotzker. Va'anshe Kodesh Tiyun Li. I want you to be Anosh. I want you to be Mensh. I want you to be human. Kodesh the Kimensh. You have to turn the humanity, you have to turn the Anoshius into Kedusha. Kotzke said, Malachim Hashem has plenty in Shemaim. He doesn't need more Malachim. He has plenty, plenty of legions of Malachim. He wants us to be Anshe Kodesh. And if we utilize the Gashmis, the Kinyanim that we were given for what they were meant to be, that Gufa turns it into Kedusha. The malacha was enough to make it and more. So Rechaim HaKadosh asks a question. It's a stira mina ubay. If it was dayam, if there was enough, then you didn't have extra. If it was v'hoiser, if you had extra, so the word enough doesn't apply. Well, how do you use these two words? Rechaim HaKadosh says a mo'ir di kechidosh. Chaim HaKadosh says that the emissaries, they had a lot more than they needed. But because there was a chashash, that people would come and they would see that there's so much extra, so people would have a chalisha sadas. Maybe what I donated is not going to be part of the Mishkan. And there might even be some people that want their donations back. You have extra over here. Maybe my thing is not being used. So the Torah is telling us in Chiddush that it was hoiser, there was extra, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu incorporated it all into the Mishkan as if it was dying. In other words, it turned out that every single thing was used for the Mishkan. How's the Shaykh? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to compact everything. So what L'chitchila was takir, Heiser, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned into dying. From here you see a limud that the person gives tzedakah. You know, you wonder all the time how much of my money is really gone directly to the right cause, how much is going for overhead, how much is going at. If a person taka has kavanah l'shem shemayim with his nedavah, it's going to end up in the Mishkan. It's going to end up HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to orchestrate it, then it should go to the right moment. I got in Shabbos. Yeah. Lakshem Machshavas. Tzal was able to tell which Machshavah was.